Liebetsch Lighthouse Audio Guide. The Liebetsch Lighthouse was brought into service on the 15th of November 1910, together with the Tramuntana Lighthouse at the other end of the small island of Dragonera. It was designed by the engineer Eusebi Estada in 1902 with a budget of 136,185.15 pesetas and was built by Bernardo Bastard y Tomás. It emits individual flashes every 7.5 seconds, and its nominal range is 21 nautical miles. The tower is 15 metres high, and its focal plane is situated at 130 metres above sea level. When it was opened, three keepers were employed to tend the installation, but this was later reduced to two, with an assistant to help out with the most arduous tasks, such as the transport of materials and provisions. It was a very tough destination, and on three occasions a member of a keeper's family died, but it was impossible to reach the island for several days to remove the dead body due to the high seas. In cases of emergency, the keepers lit bonfires at night, which could be seen by seamen in the port of Andratx who would try to help them, but it wasn't always possible to make the crossing. The dangerous straits between Mallorca and Dragonera have been the scene of numerous shipwrecks, and on many occasions the keepers at Liebetsch were actively involved in rescue attempts. The original lens, one of the few English designed to be installed in the Balearics, was withdrawn from use in 1971, and in 1985 it became part of the exhibition of maritime signals in the Portopí Lighthouse. The light was moved with the help of a helicopter from the US 6th Fleet, which often docked at the port of Palma at the time. It was replaced by a new automated system using acetylene gas.